It was the players that showed that commitment, togetherness, and the desire throughout that 94 minutes. And I've just, you know, spoken to them in there. They were, you know, I'm incredibly proud of them because we've been working together now for 5 weeks, and they really deserve that. We came under a lot of pressure against the, you know, a very good team, but a real style where they're direct, and we had to deal with a lot of long balls, a lot of long throws, and we defended the box unbelievably well. We relied on every single person to come away with that 3 points, and like I said, it's the players that deserve all the credit.
Now you say that, but in the space of 5 weeks you've had to almost work with an entire squad that's been built from scratch during the close season.
We have, but again, it's about trying to create an environment, and the staff have been brilliant in trying to facilitate and create an environment where the players want to learn, want to come with us, want to see what we're trying to do, and want to follow and come in that way. And first and foremost, it takes all those things I spoke about a minute ago: togetherness, the commitment, the work rate, a spirit between the group, because no one team is successful without any of those things. And I've told them now to just bottle that feeling in there, bottle that feeling, and remember how hard it was, because you're going to feel like that after every single game, but remember how it feels at the end of it. And just delighted with how they reacted over there, and with how they played.
And the goal itself, it was a real poacher's goal, wasn't it, from Matthew Barnes, homer inside the 6-yard box. He really took his chance very well, didn't he?
He did, and that's what we ask our strikers to do, to make that run across that front post, and he's in between the goal, and he was there for a one-touch finish. That's where most goals are scored from. So I was delighted with him, first and foremost, but with how we scored, and then, you know, how we reacted after the goal as well, because then you have to manage the game, and they did that incredibly well.
It was, as you say, a real collective performance. I felt as though the central defensive partnership really stood out for me. Jas Singh pulled off some great saves as well in the first half, and one right at the end as well.
Yeah, you know, coming to a place like this, you know, Gary Mills is really experienced, and they've got very, very good players, and we know we're going to come under a lot of pressure. And it's, again, I keep coming back to it, the players spoke a lot about togetherness, and they showed so much of that. And I know we could highlight a lot of individuals, for whether it was Barnsley for the goal or Jazz for some of his saves, but there was so much between all that as well that was so important and played a part in us getting the win. So, you know, you can't really single anyone out, because 17 of the players travelled. Anthony Dwyer was suspended today, and every single one of them, even Anthony, played a part, because it's a squad, it's a team.
Now, when Sam Muggleton came on, I clearly saw you make that gesture, the throwing gesture, to make them all aware of what he can do.
I think I went a little bit greyer when he came on. Thank you for that.
So you obviously worked on the threat that he could give to you, but again, the defence just handled that so well, time and time again.
Yeah, we were working on it in the week, and we had Sheridan Martinez, who was our goalkeeper on today. He was on the bench, and we had him launching. He's got an amazing throw himself, but he was doing it overarm, you know. Yeah. And we had him chucking loads of them in, and the players were ready for it. But nothing, I suppose, then can really prepare you for what you're going to come up against in that, you know, when the fans are here and on the pitch. But again, full credit to the players, because they dealt with it. They were men out there.
Now, it is only one game, Rob, so we have to put it in perspective. You have beaten York, and it is a fantastic result. The club finished 17th last season, and I know that you've asked for some realism, but based on what you've seen today, this must fill you with a lot of optimism and hope for the season.
It fills me with hope and optimism that the players are again together and they're with us. You know, they believe in what we're trying to do, so that it fills me with a lot of hope and satisfaction that right now they're believing and they're working for each other, which is the key. I'll go as far as Brackley on Tuesday, and that's as far as I'm going to look. And then, you know, again, it's that old cliche. I won't even say it, but that's all we can focus on right now.
Are you going to make any more signings, or have the club made enough?
I think we're always looking to improve if we can and strengthen. So it's something that we'd be silly not to be looking, because at this level you can do, you know, consistently throughout the season. So we have to be, we're always on the lookout. But at the same time, that group down there now deserve a lot of credit, because they were fighting for each other, and you've got to be careful not to disrupt that as well.